Good morning, my tribe. This is a pop-up live, which means that I am just coming to you on a walk, a little quick vitamin D surge as we are all getting into self-quarantine statuses all over the country. As promised, what I wanted to do for you guys is really I want to try to come live a little bit more often during all this, because I know a lot of people are going to be at home. You're out of your routines. I think this is the best opportunity for us as a group to really learn how to manage our minds right now. There is nothing like a sudden amount of change. Basically, if you think about why we overeat, very often it's because we'll say, "Whoa, I'm so stressed because such and such happened, and then I ate." And so what we're all experiencing right now is everybody's sea line came roaring in very fast, and our brains are just all about the uncertainty. Brains love to freak out. And so this is the opportunity for all of us to learn how to take control of our action line by taking control of our mind. A lot of people will blame overeating. They will end up gaining weight through this. They will say things they don't mean to say. They will spend money they don't mean to spend. People will just do some straight bullshit right now, all because they'll say, "Well, it was because of the coronavirus. It was because of the shutdowns. It was because of all this." It's like, no. I'm going to teach you guys how to quit blaming anything for how you eat and how you respond. I don't care what you choose to do. I just want to make sure that all of you understand how to take ownership of your choices. And I also want to teach you how to make choices that are no longer based in fear, that are no longer based in overwhelmed or scared or whatever it is that we do. I'm just going to tell you, in PNP, we're going to learn a fuck ton through this, because my brain has been exploding on how can I help you guys use this as a way to really move the needle, not only in your immediate weight loss, but for your weight loss for life. Because if we all, because the I will tell you, the benefit that we are all going to experience right now, I'm not saying, yay, coronavirus, but what I want all of you to think about is we are in this unique situation where we're all having the same circumstance at the same time. And you will see people who freak the fuck out. You will see people who will be like, "Ah, I talked to my doctor, it's not that big a deal." There will be 1,001 thoughts about it. And this is how we know it is just a circumstance in our lives. So I'm going to be coming live more. I'm going to be doing some videos. We're going to be doing all kinds of things. Me and the coaches are putting together. I do not know why I have a low internet connection, but it's recording. We're all going to be putting together some stuff for you guys to kind of help you out with all of this. So I'm not sure. Can somebody tell me if you can even hear me? I don't know. It says low internet connection, but since it's recording, I'm just going to keep going for the replay. So I get the news yesterday that Aunt JJ, they had a trip scheduled to go to Florida. They're just driving, and they got a rental house. So I was like, "Well, all right. Are you going to do our food for next week and bring it tomorrow?" And she was like, "Oh, no." And so that's not happening. Y'all, I've been relying on Aunt JJ for a long time now, and I'm going to have to do all the cookings. And I'm going to have to do it while Logan's home, so he will not be eating the school lunch. So that's going to suck, too. So what we are going to do, I tell you what. Oh, here we go. I'm back. So I was like, I'm going to have to go to the grocery store, because like I could order from Shipt, but I'm just going to tell you, like, we're getting so many random things that I am just like, you know what? No, I am actually going to go to the store. I'm going to pick up these groceries. I am going to do this. But I was sitting here thinking, oh my God, I didn't even realize what a, like we have literally been ordering from Instacart and Shipt and Amazon and all this other stuff for so long that like I didn't even think about wanting to go and pick the stuff out. So here's kind of what we're doing. There's a few things. I have not cooked in forever. I did not want to spend my entire week cooking. So I told the boys, we got to pick out easy stuff that we can all eat. So Logan made a list of his favorite Annie dinners. So we're going to pick, he's going with me. He also made a list of his favorite toaster waffles. There's like several brands. Vans makes some, Kodiak Pancakes makes some, that kind of stuff. So if he wants to do some stuff, he can. We are buying all kinds of cut fruit so that we have plenty of that working. I am buying salad bags. So Chris and I decided we can eat salads. He gave me a list of the things that he would like on a salad. I made a list of the things that I like on salad. So like chickpeas, beans, I'm going to buy hard-boiled eggs. I'm going to get a couple of rotisserie chickens, and I'm going to debone those so that we have plenty of chicken. I'm buying regular eggs, bacon, cheese slices, ham, turkey. We're going to do sandwiches next week. Everybody was like, we should make, like, it was so funny. We got all excited. We're like, we should make sandwiches. We're like, hell yeah, we're going to make sandwiches. So we were all talking about all the different sandwiches we wanted to make. So we're going to make those. We're going to buy some chips that we like. What else are we getting? Hummus and baby carrots, because I like baby carrots and hummus. And I'm buying some sweet potatoes and regular bacon potatoes, because the boys like regular potatoes. I like sweet potatoes. And we're going to bake up some of those one night. And I'm going to buy some regular chicken. No, I mean, I'm only getting one rotisserie chicken for the, I remember this now, for the salad bags. And then I'm going to buy some regular chicken, barbecue sauce, put that in my Instapot, make that. And then we're going to put the chicken on top of the salads. I mean, on top of the potatoes. And then I'm going to also buy just some, like, somebody out there is bound to be making some frozen vegetables that are tossed in butter or some cheese or something. So I'm going to look and see who's got some kind of frozen veggies that I can cook that look sexy. And that's what we're going to be eating, because once again, I am not going to spend all my time cooking. I am also going to buy some pasta, some marinara sauce, and some black beans. Logan really likes that, with some canned mushrooms, because I'm gonna throw that in there for an extra vegetable, because he'll eat that all day every day. And that's it. Like, that's the stuff we're gonna probably be just living on rotation on next week. I figure we'll go to the store, we'll buy 3 or 4 days worth of shit, and then we'll come back and go out to the store. If we get tired of that, we'll rotate in something else. One of the other things we were saying is Chris and I forever have said that we could live on Subway, like live on Subway. I said, you know, this is a really good opportunity to practice our Subway theory that we could eat it for lunch and dinner. But our son hates Subway. So I told Chris, I was like, well, we'll eat at home for a few days. We'll do some cooking. I'm going to use this as an opportunity to show Logan how to make basic, easy, simple things, how to clean up after himself and all the stuff. And if we get tired of that shit, then I will just get some stuff to make for him. And then you and I will just do Subway on rotation. So I'm just saying, I'm going to figure this out. So that's what we're doing. So we're just like rolling with everything. I wanted to let you guys know, since I keep having weird internet connections, is we are going to be doing a few special things for you guys, since so many of you are going to be at home. Like, Logan won't even be going back to school until April 5th now. They've decided to keep the kids home and do distance learning. So we're going to be home all together for a few weeks now, which I think will be great. I think it's going to be great, but I know not everybody, you know, wants to spend all that time with their children. I'm just like, bring it on. I mean, I think for me, when shit happens, my brain goes to freaking out first. I have to have my pity party at first. And then I go into, all right, it's here. What are we going to do about it? Like, I'm like, time to figure it out. And then once I start coming up with a few solutions that give me a little bit of peace, that give me a little bit of like, okay, this is doable. Once I move into that phase, then I start moving into, okay, this is all going to be okay. Like, that's almost always my pattern. And one of the things that I notice is like when I'm like freaking out, that I think makes me different than some of you so far. Like, if you think about where you're at in your mental journey, is I know when I'm freaking out and I allow myself to spiral in my mind, and I allow myself to feel the panic, the anxiety, the whatever, but I don't act on it. I use that as a signal to pause, to just be like, and don't do anything right now. Like, I've just never in my life had anything good come out from making decisions and doing things from fear, panic, and anxiety. It just makes sense that that's a really good time to just like sit and just be okay with freaking out. Just be like, yeah, freaking out like everybody else. And that's normal. And we don't need to like make decisions to feel better. We don't need to do things to feel better. We need to be okay with freaking out. And then we can start brainstorming. Then we can start doing all that stuff when we've kind of like let that adrenaline and let all that stuff run its course a little bit. So today, my big thing is I'm getting my vitamin D. I've already ran today. I will let you guys know that was the hardest run I've ever done, and not because of exertion. They have been redoing our garage, and I had workers in there, one of which was wearing a cologne that would stop an elephant in its tracks. And then I had people coming in and out talking to me. And I'm like, I'm fucking running. Like, I don't talk when I run. And then, like, a pod arrived. I'm like, why is there pods here? Are we moving? There's like all kinds of shit happening. And Chris, I swear to God, I had a conversation with him this morning about the day. He tells me none of this. And I'm just like, bitch, finish your run. Just stay right here. Like, do not get involved or nothing. So I finished my run and I was sitting there going, this is how we persevere. This is how we practice staying in our lane. Like, I literally was telling myself, this is how, like, this is those moments you manage your mind. Because I wanted to, like, fucking bust somebody in the face. I'm just going to tell you right now. But I did it. And I kept running, and I wanted to use it as an excuse to quit running. I'm going to tell you, I have got so many ideas for us. All I wanted to do was go in the house and start typing. I'm like, no, you have to finish this. This is on the plan. We ain't going to use nothing as an excuse. So I got it done. So anyway, I got my run done. I'm getting my vitamin D, drinking all the water. I am doing exactly what I want you guys doing right now. No one is allowed to use this virus, your work schedule, your kids being out of school, whatever's going on, your worries about your parents and stuff. None of us are going to use this as an excuse to emotionally eat. You get to be emotional, but you don't get to emotionally eat. There is a difference. All right, let's see what you guys are saying. Let me take my sunglasses off. As you can tell, I got a different pair today. And then we will head out. Flu got me quarantined in the house. Wishing someone would drop off orange juice and hummus. Can you not use Shipt, Amazon, or any of them? Or call a friend. Let's see. Green Giant has frozen Brussels sprouts. Ooh, yeah, I've had both of those. Those are good. Let's see. I think that's it. I was having connection problems, so I don't think there's going to be a lot of questions. So let me tell you guys what we're doing for you guys also. So yesterday, Coach MJ did an amazing Q&A, and she said she had a whole section where she worked thought ladders and all kinds of stuff on just the coronavirus. And so we are getting that portion of her video segmented. And I know some of you have been talking about it in the Facebook group. We are going to pull it out. We're going to load it up. And then we're going to do a watch party, and we may do several. Just, we're going to be doing all kinds of things for you guys because a lot of people are stuck at home right now. So we are going to do a watch party of that plus my video from yesterday and possibly the video from today, so that if any of you want to ask questions, you can. I'm going to be, we just got a lot of stuff coming, so don't worry, but we are compiling. We're watching and listening to everything you guys are talking about. And we're compiling little videos to do, all kinds of stuff, so that we can be addressing all of it in live time. Because I'm just going to tell you guys, you know, this is so funny because this month is self-accountability month. And this is the perfect time for us to be working on all of it. Because This is when you have to be accountable to yourself. This is when we want to use excuses. This is when we want to make it easy to just go back and be comfortable with eating whatever we want and stuff. And I'm just going to tell you, you got to stay healthy right now. Like, we all have a new why. Like, everybody needs to add to their list of why. Like, time to level up my nutrition. Time to put the shit in because, you know, I don't want to be sick. Like, be the best version of you right now. Where can you level up? What can you change? What can you do? And how can you make it easy on yourself? So, I live in BFE, but I called my mom. She said she would leave it on the carport. There you go. See, you do have a shipped. It's called Mommy Shipped. So that's good. She loves you. That's awesome. All right, guys. Thank you for saying to stay calm. You're welcome. I'm trying to give you guys every thought that I can give you, direct orders on how to think and feel. I'm really trying. So I just, you know, I just think I'm watching the world right now. And I'm even going to be doing some stuff on my public page. One of the things that I was talking to my mentor about is there's so much chaos in the world right now because nobody knows the tools we know. Like, if you look around, you can just see the people who are investing in their mental health, who are learning all about, you know, the stuff that I teach you about your thoughts and your feelings and stuff. You can tell the people who have that and who don't. And I just think that, like, all of us as coaches, one of the things that we owe to the world right now is to be the anti what you guys are seeing in your news feeds. Like, all of us, like, I just feel like we have a responsibility to step up right now and help people navigate themselves through this. It's basically the best gift we can give, you know, is to help people just be like, you know, we'll all get through this. I'm going to promise you guys, 6 months from now, this is not going to be on the news. This is not going to be a thing. I that's the way I feel. I'm just like, if it's not going to be breaking news in 6 months, then I want to make sure that right now that I'm not breaking my life up over it. So I hope that helps you guys. All right, I'm going to get out of here. My son's waiting on me. We're going to the grocery store. You would think it's like field trip day. We're just like, oh my God, you want to go to the grocery store? Logan's like, yeah, I want to go to the grocery store. Let's go, Mama. So we're taking a field trip. So anyway, you guys have a good day, and I'll be seeing you around very soon. Be on the lookout. Bye, y'all.